Macmillan Audio presents A Study in Treason, a Daughter of Sherlock Holmes Mystery by Leonard Goldberg. Read for you by Steve West. Author's Note. More than a few inquiries have been received regarding the relationship between the Edwardian-era Joanna Blaylock, the daughter of Sherlock Holmes, and the modern-day Joanna Blaylock, featured in my earlier novels. Allow me to remove any confusion by stating that the Edwardian Joanna was the grandmother of the modern-day Joanna. The family history was recorded as follows. On reaching adulthood, the first Joanna's son, Johnny, endeavoured alongside his famous mother and became one of London's premier investigators. But over time, his interest in the sciences grew more and more intense, and he was later to enroll at Cambridge University to pursue the study of aerodynamics. Prior to graduation, however, he enlisted in the Royal Air Force and eventually flew fighter planes defending Britain in World War II. After the war, he returned to Cambridge and graduated with first-class honours before immigrating to San Francisco, where he married, and shortly thereafter was appointed to a professorship in theoretical physics at the University of California at Berkeley. Early in his tenure, he founded an elite group of scientists who were pioneers in the development of supercomputers. His firstborn, the modern-day Joanna, inherited her father's brilliance and her grandmother's remarkable skill of deductive reasoning, both of which formed the foundation for her becoming a renowned forensic pathologist at Memorial Hospital in Los Angeles. The current Joanna was not told of her unique lineage, for her father believed its revelation was certain to bring unwanted publicity and unreasonable demands, which would work to his daughter's disadvantage. However, upon her father's death, Joanna found an antiquated copy of The Daughter of Sherlock Holmes in his safe deposit box. In the novel, her father, Johnny, was portrayed as the son of the first Joanna Blaylock, who was in fact the daughter of Sherlock Holmes. Like her father before her, the modern-day Joanna decided to keep her extraordinary bloodline a deep secret, for she too was aware of the undesired consequences that were sure to follow its disclosure. Nevertheless, with the illustrious history of the Blaylocks now revealed, I think it fair to say that the genius of Sherlock Holmes has been passed down through the generations and is still with us to this very day. There is nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact. Arthur Conan Doyle, The Boscombe Valley Mystery. Introduction. The case I am about to disclose was of such importance that I, John Watson, Jr., M.D., along with my father and my wife Joanna, were required to sign the Official Secrets Act, which bound us to keep secret all matters revealed and committed to us. Every twist and turn in this deep mystery centered on a missing document so sensitive that the fate of Europe may well have rested upon it, and thus the need for absolute secrecy for all those involved. However, with the passage of time and the onset of the Great War, these impediments have been removed, and the story of A Study in Treason can now be safely told.